Hello and welcome to Tea with A and B, conversations with Alan and Beth Kerridge. You may know them as Mama and Papa. My name is Andrew and it is a pleasure to sit down with my mum and dad with a fresh cup of tea and occasionally a guest or two to give them an opportunity to inform you, encourage you, inspire you and help guide you and your generation.
Dun, dun, dun. Tea with A and B.
Well, that is, if you listen to last episode, you would have heard that that is our new official jingle, and until such a time as someone wants to send us a new one, that's our new jingle, thanks to Jess. Anyway, we're back, and we're talking Christmas still. Continue our conversation with Alan and Beth around my mum, papa, mum and dad, whatever you call it, around Christmas. So I think we've just got a new Diet Coke, fresh one out of the fridge. And we're about to continue our chat. I hope you're enjoying it. If you do want to send us a professional jingle, or if you want to ask a question, or want to hear a particular story, don't forget we have an email address for the podcast. It is T, that's T-E-A, with A-B at gmail.com. By the way, no, that's it. That's all I have to say. Enjoy the episode. Thank you.
Well, just grab a cup of tea. What are you drinking, Mum? Just the normal tea?
Turn your phone on, Dylan.
Yep.
Or your microphone. You can turn your phone on if you want.
If it's working.
If it's working. Well, you've just put some lasagna on for lunch.
Yep. Yes.
Which is starting to smell nice. And also you're putting some apple crumble on. You've made that especially for today.
Yeah. I know your specialties.
That's very nice. So I guess that's another perk we haven't talked about being host.
No.
If you come at the right time, you get lunch made for you. And apple crumble is my birthday dessert, which you always try to make it for me for my birthday, so that's nice.
And I'd say lasagna is probably one of my favourites.
It's one of your favourites too?
Mm.
I do remember you rang me up and said, oh, I'm going to come up to Brisbane for your birthday.
Mm.
What would you like for dessert? Well, you knew what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, apple crumble. And so Mum came up, drove all the way up for dessert, made the apple crumble. And I apologise if I already said this on the podcast, this story, but you thought you'd do something special with the apple crumble that particular day.
Whoa. Well,
as in you added another fruit. There was another fruit in there. It was apple and... Was there apple and peach or something? You added a...
No, did I?
You added another fruit and then in the you totally changed your crumble.
I added probably macadamias
and coconut. And
I think we need a whole podcast for adapted recipes too.
Recipe. I mean, it was very nice. I mean,
it wasn't standalone. Like it used to be there.
Well, it wasn't what I'd expected. That's very rude of me, actually, now that I think about it. Jess, you were telling us a story before about you and Nathan fighting in the elevator.
That is incorrect. I know that Papa's a big fan of dad jokes. Papa's always got some good jokes up his sleeve, and the internet's a great source at the moment for dad jokes or just jokes in general. And so I often screenshot some and send them through to him. But I've got some here if anyone would like some,
Well, we could pause, wait for people to write an email in to see whether or not they want to, and come back in a couple of weeks.
If you would like to hear a dad joke, please.
Let's just assume they do want to hear it.
Send an email now. If not, just maybe nod your head, something. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so here's a few I just found. 3 years ago, my doctor told me I was going deaf. I haven't heard from him since. Papa's laughing. He's got it. Once upon a time, there was a king who was only 12 inches tall. He was a terrible king, but he made a great ruler.
I love it.
I almost spat out my tea. Sorry, I took a mouthful at the wrong time.
I tried this one just a moment ago and Mum, I did love this one.
Okay, let's go with this.
I recently bought a new toilet brush. Long story short, I'm going back to paper. Podcast taking a real turn. Today I started an argument with my wife while riding an elevator. This was the reference.
This is the segue, yes.
I was wrong on so many levels. Papa's asked me to send him that one. And this one's a good one. One of my good friends told me I make people uncomfortable by violating their personal space. It was a really hurtful thing to say and it completely ruined our bath.
That's funny. Yes. Was there another one? Got another one?
No, that's it. Yep. Oh, that's good. If you have any dad jokes or just jokes in general that are good, email those through to the podcast, twithab@gmail.com. And, you know, maybe co-host in future can read out some good jokes that are approved by Mama and Papa.
Well, you know, talked about elevator. I remember the time that Mama and Papa were in the Myer Centre in the city and they were there to buy some new sheets for the bed. And,
Mama's lost it already.
Yeah, no. Well, I just remember... So Mum said to Dad, go and get some bed linen. And I remember I was following Dad, I was about 30 metres behind him. Mum actually wanted to know why everyone was running out of the my centre shop, like they were just running out. And so I remember the story because I was following Dad. And we had to go up to level 3, which is where all the bed linen was. And the reason why everyone was running out is Dad, because Dad had turned around me. I was about 30 metres behind him and he was yelling at me and he was saying, Bin Laden's on level 3. It's actually not that funny when I think about it now, but anyway.
When you get to context, I think it is very funny.
Bin Laden's on level 3. I haven't got it
Bed Laden. Okay.
Oh.
Mum, you asked him to get bed linen, and he was yelling at us, Bin Laden's on level 3, and everyone ran out of the... Anyway. So,
you remember Christmas, that well, do you?
You know, so we've just come out of Christmas, and Dad had mentioned last time we were together was that we used to have, back in the day, a choreographed Christmas day with the family where Jess, who's our guest host again today, Jess?
Yep.
Thanks for those jokes. And she used to choreograph the whole day. Like Dad said, everyone would do a little bit. Anyway, she was just doing
what I've seen.
And then you have one particular year, you had tasked you and Jono to put this together? Or was it just you?
It was just me.
It was just you.
I'd be given this script.
I went in, I was working on Mama and Papa's computer in the old office in Moxon Road. Had to turn on the computer, you know, all of the startup.
Yeah.
I made a document, I made a run sheet, I worked out who was going to do what. I then sent out invitations, I think. And then I don't know if I asked for an RSVP.
This was often on Christmas Eve, wasn't it? Was it on Christmas Eve?
Well, maybe. I can't remember if it was Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
There was one particular Christmas year where it went another level. Sunday, the Christmas you're thinking of.
Yes, this is the one where I sent out the invitations to make sure everyone was coming. Yes.
Because if you've got a part,
yes.
There's nothing worse than you're reading a script and all of a sudden there's this awkward silence. It's like, Where's Andrew? He's got a part.
And like Mama, you know, we would work out the script and the run sheet for the musicals. I then did the same. So I think it started with a prayer to start off with, and Pastor Jonathan Kerridge was given that one because he was a pastor. No one else had the pastor title.
No one else could pray.
No one. I think he also gave the Bible reading too. Again, it's a pastoral job.
Just for those that are listening, Jesus taught us how to pray. If you don't know how to pray, Jesus taught us how to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Anyway.
Everyone was given dances to do. I think you might have been given jokes. Or
naturally.
You are a funny guy.
Yeah.
Or maybe Uncle Jono got those too.
Yeah.
Mama had to dance with Mum and I. Dad would often go and get Morgan, the dog, and they'd dance together.
Yeah.
I think, Papa, I can't forget.
Oh, I had to bring a joke.
Papa jokes.
Was this the one that was out the back on the deck?
Where your dad was in the lounge room. We'd have the big stereo system.
Was involved, so it had to be in the lounge.
So it had to be in the afternoon.
We had to source songs.
Because
then you'd put the CD into the big stereo.
That's compact disc for those that are listening.
With the disc rotate, like it'd rotate. Yeah. You could put five discs in.
Oh, five discs in there. So that's right, the spinner. Yeah.
It was really, it was a big system. Very high tech. But yeah, so then it was all sort of sorted. And then one day, Uncle Jono brought a song to the table. Or it was you.
No, it wasn't me.
Uncle Jono was like, I've written a song.
Written a Christmas song.
Yeah. I'm like, oof, okay.
It's a little bit like Mariah Carey's kind of All I Want for Christmas. What was her song? I can't remember.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Is that what it is? Is that Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yep. It's kind of like it's become memorable.
Yes.
In the family, just like Mariah Carey's.
Absolutely. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Yeah, and I forget how old I was, but I can still remember all the words, and I think at Christmas time just passed.
Yeah,
it got brought up,
and we tried without rehearsal.
Without a rehearsal,
everyone tried to recall it. We did
second
all right.
Second verse, we got stuck on, didn't we?
Second, it's kind of like the Australian national anthem. No one knows the second verse.
I do.
I'll put you to the test on that one. Well, you've got a recording of you captured the recording.
Yes, from Christmas. So everyone was all there.
So this is just context. This is the song that Jono brought in that performance many years ago, but it's become a very much a memory of the family. So we thought we'd put it into print. So
yeah, all right, here we go.
Well, Dad,
you didn't see the girls in there. Are you ready?
This is Christmas 2022.
Are you ready?
Greg, the other one.
Okay, Jess, lead us out.
Jingle bells, Morgan smells, TV got the job. Duchess is the face around and bar makes J-Boy stop.
Hey!
Jingle bells, Morgan smells, Chiefy got the chop.
Hey!
Duchess is new face around and bar makes J-Boy stop. Day begins at three.
Yeah.
With two picks in our eyes. The only is working up. My children's thoughts and cries. We gather round the tree. Papa starts to joke. They are the same each year, but he ain't mad at all. Bloke. Hey.
It's very hard with people that don't know.
Don't know the words.
Double chorus always.
Always double chorus. And then we don't know the second verse. But anyway, we've got that down.
Yeah.
So for context, we Jono included the animals, the family animals at the time.
Yes.
So what were the chorus there?
Jingle bells, Morgan smells.
Which was your dog.
He was the field dog.
Field dog.
German Shepherd.
German Shepherd.
Chiefy was the...
Shetland
pony.
Had just been...
He was a stallion, yes. And he got... Yeah.
Yep.
Chiefy got the job.
Got the nutted.
Duchess was the new horse.
That eventually bit Joseph.
Was the new face in town.
Yep, she was the new face. And Bar makes...
And Bar makes J-Boy stop.
Yes,
because... But that was your dog, your what? German Shepherd.
Our German Shepherd.
Bar.
Yeah, we used to, like, growl at him.
Oh.
Like, ah! To make him...
One more time?
That was our dog training.
Mm.
So if we wanted him to stop something, we'd do that. So that made it into
Can you give us another...
Nowadays we're more sophisticated. We've got a spray bottle. So when Bentley barks,
say, stop it. Anyway, stop it.
That was a good memory to have that.
Yep.
Which is cool. All right, cool. Christmas presents. Growing up, what?
I remember when we used to go to church in Brisbane, because when we were kids, you know, like at times we didn't have a church in Sandgate, and we'd go up to what became, we used to call it the big church, which was in the valley there. And just around the corner there was this toy shop, and it had this, what do you call it? You know, like in the shops, the...
The shop window? No?
It was in the shop window, but it was a little...
Pandemon or...
You know, like that you'd... All the shops had them.
We could go through every word in the dictionary.
Sorry, I can't think of the word. You know, like they, it's not a...
Like a pop-up?
It was like those, you know, like they'd, okay, that's 1 shilling, please. And you'd go 1 shilling and then the tray would come out.
Oh, the till.
The cash register.
Oh.
Yeah, I wanted one of those, but I didn't get it. I used to play shop. I used to Grandpa was a... He used to hoard things, you know, like probably like me. He'd have a whole lot of tins and things like that. And he used to be a window dresser, you know, like when he had the shops, because he had shops. And he'd do all the... So he'd do that for me underneath his house, and I'd play shops. And I was always playing shops and always wanted one of those.
One of the tills.
The cash register.
Did you ever get one?
Mm-mm.
No. I was always promised a motorbike too, and I never got one.
You bought it yourself.
I would always look for a motorbike-shaped wrapped present around the tree. One never showed up.
Well, the chances of that.
So I know how you feel, Mum. What
about... Seen the trends these days where people wrap things to look like other things? Oh. So they would wrap like a gift card in the shape of a bike.
Oh, really?
And the kid opens it up and it's like a gift card.
That's cruel.
It is very cruel.
It's a lot of bother, isn't it?
Mm.
When you're not particularly into wrapping. I used to love buying presents, but wrapping them was...
So you like buying presents?
I like getting things, but I don't like the wrapping part of it. No, I don't like the fiddly bit either. You know, like how some people... I really fiddly with the lovely... I'd always get nice paper and nice ribbon and everything, but just all the fiddly things.
I enjoy it.
I don't enjoy it.
You do? You don't?
No, I do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Esther enjoys it too.
Hey, we're all
Olivia
different.
Olivia enjoys it. Olivia wraps all my presents.
Does she?
Yeah. But now she does. Like, she has for probably the last 5 years or so.
I love it in the shops where they say, would you like this... me to wrap this for you.
Yeah. I even sometimes give Olivia her present to wrap, and she doesn't know. Just because I couldn't be bothered wrapping it. But me, well, you know what it's like under the tree. That it doesn't really make any difference whether they look like all nice and fancy or they're just held together slightly by a loosely connected piece of sticky tape underneath. Doesn't really matter, does it? I think the easiest thing is to do everything as a bonbon. It's just like roll it around, scrunch up the edges and tape it up.
Just lately I've been into bags, you know, like I get the bags and wrap it in tissue paper inside. So
yeah, it's pretty easy.
Much easier.
Growing up, presents, Dad, was presents a thing in your family?
There's always presents, but I've never had any anticipation for anything. I was just happy with whatever I got.
You didn't expect much in those days, did you? You know, like things, your parents just didn't have money to... I was never a great one of dolls.
I remember when we first went to Goomerry, when I was 10 years old, I used to go down underneath the house and I used to have these cotton wheels, and I made a truck out of cotton wheels. This used to go around, and then I suddenly thought, well, I put a trailer on the back. So I actually had a trailer on the back of it, and now you get big trucks that go past you now. They've got two trailers behind them. If you had invented something like that in those days, you'd be a millionaire these days. But I'm rich and a millionaire anyway, so...
My grandfather gave me my bike when I was six. So that was probably one of the biggest presents I ever had. And another present that I got, I don't know whether it was on my birthday or Christmas, I think it might have been, was over in Clough Street when you bought the... you'd never been great on presents, but you bought me the sewing machine.
Oh.
Wow. And I've still got it.
It's very 1950s.
70s, actually.
1970s, yeah. 70s and the 50s. So if I had to say to you, like right now, at your age, is there a perfect gift for you right now?
Well, as you get older, you sort of, there's not a lot that you expect, or nothing. No, I can't think of.
I look at it this way. What really thrills me is the fact of the family all coming together and how much fun we have when we're all together. That's the biggest present I could ever get.
I've always found it hard to receive. I like giving. I like doing things. I think that's my love language, is, you know, like doing things for family.
We do have a running gag in the family because Nana, if Nana got more than one present, which of course she would, she'd get a present from everyone. She would always say, oh no, too much.
Too much.
So that gag has continued.
It's generally the first present. Whoever gets the first one.
It's like when you get your first one, it's like, too much.
And what's Walls? It's, I don't
like it.
I don't like it.
And everyone's like,
I love it.
Zara says that now.
Oh, of course.
Yep. You can probably think of some of Walls, can you? Can you?
Oh, no. I didn't pay much attention.
When this year we had a change of person who actually did up the Secret Santa.
Yes, yeah.
Which I really appreciated, because it was second year in a row I didn't get Josiah.
Okay.
So I had a different person this year.
Jess, you handed over the job.
Got booted.
You resigned, didn't you?
Well, after multiple complaints.
Oh, was it because... Did you resign for complaints? Or
yeah, I had multiple complaints.
From?
Oh, look, it's not about naming names.
Me?
No, it's a good idea.
No, there was a few people that said it, and I was like, you know what, I can't deal with this pressure.
Can't deal with it.
So I resigned and gave the reins over to Olivia.
Well, we also had a new Santa on Christmas Day this year too. Noah played Santa. And shirtless. It was a hot
He
day.
Got a suit.
It
yeah.
was so hot.
Well, he started in the Santa suit.
He started in the
Santa
suit.
And the poor guy was sweating through the pants. But we used to do presents for everyone. This is where we got to here.
Yeah.
And the family just grew and grew.
It did?
Yes.
How many grandchildren are there now?
9 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren.
Yeah. Mm. So that on top of the getting married. 3 children plus 3 partners, that now is quite extensive, and it got to the point where, well, again, Christmas isn't about the presents. It's wonderful, but like Mum and Papa have just said, it's about being with your family, and the presents are just sort of a bonus. Mm. So we do presents for all the kids, but then...
Until you leave school.
Until you leave school.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you do Secret Santa.
Secret Santa.
And so it's not really secret. We're the worst family at it.
What do you want?
Maybe I'm the only one that keeps it secret. Mm-hmm.
But then you get grandsons who get girlfriends, and then so it adds up a little bit more.
Mm, yep, correct.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now...
We have got some beautiful children in our family, though. A lot of them. We love them.
All of them.
That is a present that really, really affects us, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not very often we all get together.
No, it's lovely when everyone gets... And they make an effort, you know, like... It is an effort, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Mm. It gets hard to coordinate.
Mm.
Coordinate the right timing with everyone's...
Because the others got getting families.
Getting new families and all that sort of stuff. It certainly makes it challenging.
Mm.
But yeah, it's kind of cool. Look, it's pretty special. As a kid growing up, it's very special. The Christmas present openings.
It is.
I know, it was pretty special growing up.
Yeah. And I get a lot of enjoyment just seeing people's faces when they open their presents.
It's all about children. You know, that's what I used to think even about the musicals. You know, like you see it through the eye, make it spectacular so that it's like you're looking at it through the eyes of a child.
Mm.
And I can remember as a child, Mum and Dad, it was always like a surprise. Thought I heard Santa once, you know, like I was sure I heard his bell and all that. But... Yeah, that element of it's just excitement, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
And we always used to go to Brisbane to look at the Christmas windows. They used to be spectacular.
Yeah, in the old Myer Centres.
Yeah, and McWherter's down the valley.
Yeah.
Was it there when you were there?
Yeah.
It was a beautiful store, McWherter's. And they used to do beautiful... I remember once... Livy used to come with me to the seniors, and they loved her. She was like the mascot, and she was so good. I'd take little things for her to colour in and everything, but thought, I'll take her in to see Santa in the Myers Centre. And we went in there and parked and went all the way up to where Santa was, and she wouldn't go and see him. I remember I had to get down on the floor and she sat on my knee, you know, like, and trying to talk to Santa.
It's better than what it is today where you've got to book online to see Santa.
Book online and...
No walk-ins.
Get vaccinated, wear a mask.
Yeah.
Check in.
It's not the same, is it?
No, it's not. Actually, none of my kids were really into going and seeing Santa. They were always more freaked out by him than saw it.
I remember once we had a Christmas around at Josh Schneel's place, and I got dressed up as a Santa suit and beard and everything else.
That was down at church at Katarina.
And I came in, ho, 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 and Jack saw me, and he was only young at that time, and he burst out crying. I pulled him in. It's all right, Jack. It's only Papa.
Well, didn't Jono do that one year at home at Moxon Road where he dressed up as Santa Claus and Morgan attacked him?
No,
I can't remember.
Do you remember that? I thought Morgan attacked him. And then, someone was freaked out by him, definitely.
Mm.
What about, what other special things? So you mentioned going to the Christmas windows, but what other stuff do you like doing around Christmas? Is it like when it's Christmas season, is there other things you like doing?
We used to work hard through the year and we always looked forward to Christmas because we knew that there was always a break after that, and we used to always go away after Christmas. somewhere. Like, we came down the Kingscliff, I think, in about 7 or 8 years in a row.
10.
10 years in a row, was it, at Christmas time?
Mm. When we had the musicals, we used to try to do it, like, in the first week of or two of December, and then we'd sort of pack up, and then it was all about family, whatever they wanted to do. So, yeah, we'd go into the city, wouldn't we, and look at the lights and all that sort of thing, anything that was going on.
Around Rochdale with all those streets who used to do the whole streets.
Yeah, there used to be a lot at Rochdale, didn't they?
Is there any mandatory viewing, television movie, Christmas movie viewing, mandatory movies, Christmas movies that you've got to watch?
A lot of people I know, they watch White Christmas. Is it White Christmas, the one?
We watched a lot over the Christmas. It's all those.
You always put the Lord Mayor's Christmas carols or whatever it is.
We used to in Brisbane, When we came down here, it's really different view. You know, like, you get used to what's going on in Brisbane.
Well, they've only recently televised Lord Mayor's. It's more the Sydney, Melbourne.
Well, when I used to wrap on Christmas Eve, we used to put on the one from Melbourne. No, that one.
Is that the Domain?
Carols
on the Domain.
I think that's Sydney, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Walters is still singing down there. That.
But I thought
he'd been singing since.
I thought we were in for a special time there when Mum said when she used to do her rap. I thought, here we go. She's going to do her rap.
So you leave all your wrapping till Christmas Eve?
Not now, I don't.
Not now, but used to always.
Yeah.
Because the presents were always up in that top cupboard of yours up until Christmas Eve. But I don't know why I know that were there.
I used to help get them out on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure, Christmas Eve. Because if you just happen to miss something, which you do, you can't
Christmas
go
Eve,
out and
we're
get...
always with. Thing that we always have prawns. Prawns on Christmas Eve.
Always like to make a nice atmosphere around the home with the music and things like that. I'd say you would know that it was always music on at home.
Always music. So what was the go-to wake-up Christmas?
Dreaming of
Bing Crosby.
There was a Bing Crosby, but you really then went across to a new favourite, which was...
Michael Bublé.
But, I mean, we don't change every year. I mean, these run for like 15 years at a time.
And Mariah Carey, her Christmas ones, I remember having that at Moxon Road. I had it in a cassette form. I mean, I don't like her as a person, but I like that album.
That's a good one. Cassette, for anyone listening, is the old tape.
The old tape, that's correct.
That you could wind up.
But it's one of those sounds about when Christmas is coming that's very familiar, isn't it? It's her singing that song.
When you start listening to Christmas carols, it's quite controversial these days. You know, people judge you if you're listening before 1st of December.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, pity them.
Olivia listens to Christmas carols all year round.
Well, yes.
Does she like
so
them?
She loves Christmas carols.
Liv and I, she's now working with us, and so we had this big Christmas thing at work last year, and it was like November, and we've got big communal space, and I was like, Liv, let's put the carols on.
It's just going to get right into the spirit, is it?
Yeah, and Nathan's in the background. And he
is he a stickler for just when you...
No, he's just fussy, and so he... He did it for a while and then...
Just remember this is being recorded. Just
yeah. Nathan, no.
He's fussy.
Yeah.
We can always cut this bit out.
And after we turned it off, he's like, all right, let's leave it for another few weeks. But Liv and I had a great time.
Yeah, but I think that's... I guess ultimately that's the kind of...
Is that her memories? Is that
yes? Because what is it? It's that creating, making Christmas so memory. Special.
Mm. Yeah, but it does trigger, doesn't
it? Even when you grow up and you're adult, even now, like Christmas is just special. Like it just feels there's just that still that childish kind of that vibe keeping on coming back, and you know, raising, you know, growing up in your house, you really set that atmosphere of just it's really special. And. And yes, and stories of Santa, and obviously stories of Jesus' birth, and giving gifts, you know, making the importance of giving, and obviously receiving as a child, that's always very special too. But that, even though you may not be a child, you can still have that same childish outlook of Christmas.
What was your most special present?
Special moment, or one of a special moment, Christmas 1994.
Wow, specific.
Specific. So the context was, Jess was the one and only grandchild of yours at the time, and Chris was pregnant with Joseph due in January.
I've still got that.
Yeah, due in January. So Chris is already in December. It's very motherly way. And little did everyone know that Esther was pregnant with Josiah, which is our first child.
Mm.
And we hadn't told anyone yet, so we thought, well...
I remember that.
It was coming to the time where you would announce it to everyone, so we thought, well, let's just wait for Christmas. Let's put together a card, write something on it, and then put it under the tree. And yeah, so you're working through all the presents and... Then you go to the cards on the tree, and there's this one card, and I've got a photo of it. So you showed it to me, so I've got it here. So
I'll give it to you if you want it.
And so we wrote a card, and it said this. Esther had written this card. To Nana, Uncle Wal, Mama, Papa, Uncle Jono, Uncle Greg, Auntie Chris, and Cousin Jesse, I'm looking forward to sharing Christmas with you next year. And it's got from with a big question mark. And that's all it was. Now, everyone just kind of...
We didn't get the cousin Jesse.
Well, you didn't get the fact that it was addressed to Uncle Greg, Auntie Chris, and Cousin Jesse.
No.
You all just heard, to Nana and Uncle Wal, Mama, Papa, Uncle Jono, I'm looking forward to sharing Christmas with you next year. And they all, from question mark, everyone just started going, oh, that's so nice. They're all just thinking that that Chris had written a letter about her upcoming birth. And then you just went on to the next present. And Esther and I just sitting there just going, well, that wasn't the response we expected. And then all of a sudden Chris is sitting there and she's going, hang on a sec. I didn't write that. And I just remember she goes, read that again, Papa. And then he read it again. So every time I pick up my phone, it disappears. Read it again. To Mama, Papa, Uncle Jono. Nana, Uncle Wal, Mama, Papa, Uncle Jono, Uncle Greg, Auntie Chris, and Cousin Jesse. And then it finally clicked. And then we went, oh!
Esther!
That was kind of funny.
It was, actually. It was really, it worked the way it worked out.
Yeah, well, but it's probably, a better story now. It's actually a story.
Yeah, and one day, I don't know what happened, but you must have been living over in the cottage. You must have been just, and you used to have that, you know, you had a clicky hit. And it was do you remember that? Like, and she used to sort of be like this, and she had this sort of.
Okay. She was 6 months old at the time. Sorry.
But you were.
And,
all right, backstory. Okay. I was born with a clicky hip.
And by the way,
I had to wear a brace.
You had to wear a brace.
And so that went under all your clothes, and then your clothes went over the top.
You were left in Jonathan's care somehow or other. Anyway, we came home and found him. He must have had a dirty nappy or something, and he had the hairdryer on it.
Well, I think it, because the brace then,
it would
get under and around it, and he would have probably just washed it and then didn't know how to dry, so just...
Bit hard for a 15, 16-year-old, whatever it was.
I remember when we used to go on holidays. I used to sit for 20 minutes or more drying your hair off half time in the swim. And I turn around and here she is back in the pool again.
And then all right, so this out. Podcast has become a rag on Jess podcast.
Okay, so while we're there, I've just got some notes here. That's what it is.
Here's some I prepared earlier.
Oh, that's funny.
I apologise for the hair, Papa.
No worries at all. I loved it. I kept on doing it.
Do you go to bed with your hair wet?
No, never.
We're still recording, you know?
Christmas.
Are you running out of things to say about Christmas? I thought you would have had so much more. Okay, we'll go. It's over to you.
My memory's not like it used to be.
That's okay.
You need prompting me.
Mm. Oh, right, okay.
Oh, yeah. So what are the normal things that we'd have for Christmas?
Christmas Eve. Let's talk food.
Food, yeah, okay.
We have traditions. Yeah. So
it was prawns.
Christmas Eve is prawns.
Just prawns? You always
prawns
got
prawns and buns and
your
it was
your avocado and mango salad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, that's Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On the yellow and blue plate.
On the yellow and
the
blue
mango
plate.
Salad oh, goes yeah, on
it
the
has
yellow
to be
and blue
that.
Plate.
It doesn't taste the same with this.
No, yeah. Absolutely not.
I've still got some of those cups on me.
Christmas morning.
Christmas morning, we're always.
Croissants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. With cheese, Vegemite, all the spreads, yeah. Jam.
It's always hard to know how you're going to juggle the morning, isn't it? Are you going to open the presents first? Of course, we had Nana and Wall
well,
in there too.
It might be hard for you to work out.
But
if you ask the children, it's always open.
But we had Nana and Wall in there too.
Mm.
So, you know, we had a cup of tea and the croissants. And then we'd open the... Sometimes we'd have two sessions. Remember when we all had presents?
Oh,
when everyone
yeah,
gave...
We'd go for a couple
we'd
of
go,
hours.
We'd stop,
yeah.
Have a break, and then that,
check the ham.
That's when the ham went
that's
on.
That's the worst moment as a child, by the way, when Papa pause. Would go, all right, we just need to stop, need to go get the ham on. Everyone's going, but there's so many more presents.
So we always had the ham, which always looked nice.
Yeah.
And then another thing at one stage, remember everyone, I had to go out looking for the chickens.
Oh, that's right. That was another stop. Yeah. Well, actually, no, that was when Dad put the ham on.
Ham on.
Greg had to go and get the barbecue chickens from Red Rooster.
Excitement.
Everyone had their rolls. Off you go. Go get the chicken, Greg.
And then we had potato salad, which has evolved. That became Jess's role to make that.
Well, hang on.
And then egg salad. That's
the egg salad. That's what I'm thinking of. So the potato salad, but it's the curried egg salad which comes to mind.
And that's either liked or not liked.
And it's beautiful. I love it.
Well, Dad loves it, so just keep making it.
But you don't like it. Jess doesn't like it.
I didn't like it for a bit. But now I'd probably appreciate eggs a bit better. So I'll eat it
and
now.
And curry.
And curry.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Oh, beetroot salad.
You don't like it.
No, I don't like beetroot.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh.
No.
Beautiful.
Actually, again, to the adapted recipes, for those that own a copy of Mama's
cookbook.
Yes. Disregard the horseradish. I learned at Christmas time that it's actually not included because Mama doesn't like horseradish.
Right. So the adapted recipe, it's the second time you brought that up today. So so the cookbook the cookbook that's in print version one of Mama's cookbook has the recipes in there which need to be adapted is what you're saying.
Yeah, a lot of those are my old recipes.
They're not as written.
No, so yeah, there's adaptions to those, but then also the ones in the folders have adaptions and notes too.
Do you know where they are, by the way? They're just down here.
Some of them are in the cupboard?
Yeah, they're just down here in the cupboard. She's got them all there.
And some of them in the drawer under there.
So you don't, you always have turkey, or you used to have turkey. You don't have that as much these days?
I have turkey now.
Oh, you still have turkey?
Yeah, turkey breast.
Yeah, instead of the chicken.
Mm.
So when Greg stopped going and getting the chicken.
Well, they closed down Big Bruce.
They closed down the chicken shop, so. It was a mad rush. A lot of people went and bought chickens on Christmas Day.
Mm.
And Before we get to the desserts, which is the important thing.
That's not everything, is it?
The stuffing.
Oh, the stuffing.
That's my favourite.
Yeah, the stuffing.
That isn't stuffing.
Well, it's
stuffing.
The stuffing that's not stuffing.
Yep.
It's outside. It's
That takes hours to make.
It does, doesn't it? Did you make it this time?
No.
Yeah, it takes ages. And then it was all prepped.
All right, I think that's it for savoury. The ham is obviously the hero of the dish.
Mm.
Papa's ham.
A couple of years I
cooked in the Weber.
I got one of those big blue pumpkins and took all the seeds and
you used
and
to do that
the top,
in the back. Yeah.
Cut the
that's
top
right.
out of it.
Do you remember that?
And put all the different.
It looked really nice too. Mm.
So, Papa, what's the secrets of the ham? So I don't know if you want to tell your secrets, but like what are your top tips for the ham? For a good ham?
No, starting from. The Weber's cold. What do? You
get it up to a certain heat.
Yeah, you wait until all your coals all.
How long does that take?
And he makes a glaze.
30 minutes or so.
30 minutes, yeah.
Then I make the glaze. But
what do you put in the glaze?
Oh, you need to get the skin off. So I put that normally either in the Weber, I used to, or I would do it in the oven now. And you just put a slice in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And then it open up, you'll see it open up about
and then just peel
three or
it
four
off.
Mil, and then you just peel that off.
Yeah.
And you get that nice fat on
so
top.
So you just heat it up just to loosen that top skin.
And you just get you've got that nice fat on it after that, and then you just glaze it all with a special glaze.
You keep basting it.
But we're trying to get we're trying to get the glaze recipe out of you. We've asked you a couple of times. Do you know what it is?
Yeah. It's in the Weber book.
Oh, it's in the Weber book, but it's quite a good.
Yeah, no secret.
No.
Is it in the?
Sometimes I put a couple of bits of it extra on it.
It's jam.
Apricot jam.
Is it apricot?
No, pineapple.
Pineapple.
Pineapple juice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here we go.
Because I used to put a bit of pineapple juice in it when I bought the tins of pineapple.
It's just following the recipe that was in the Weber book, the old Weber book.
Mm. Nice, the old Weber book.
Which I don't think we've got anymore.
So then how many times do you check? How many times throughout the day do you have to go and check it?
To baste it? I'd do it every now and again when I think about it and just do it. The more you baste, you put your pineapples and all that on with a toothpick and cherry in the middle of it. Then you just baste the whole lot and it all cooks in that base.
Mm. It's all for look, really. Mm. You know, because it cools down as soon as you start cutting
it. Nothing like cutting into a nice, warm, freshly glazed ham. Mm. That's nice. Desserts.
We don't have to think about that, do you?
It's plum pudding. Would you say the something of the recipes? The
adapted?
The adapted recipes, the plum pudding has changed over the years.
Well, this is the last year.
Or what you serve the plum pudding.
Oh, I just made single ones this year. You know, like had them down there at the...
We're talking to boys camp. We had a plum pudding night at boys camp.
And they went nice too, didn't they?
Nice, didn't
very
they?
Different to one pack of chips.
Yeah, we were all...
We had them cold, but they were really nice.
Going back again to Nana, you know, like until she got to a certain age, I don't know what age it was, she used to make the pudding. Mm. Remember that?
Yeah.
And she'd say every year, she'd look at you like, how was that?
Was it as nice as last year?
Like she'd get a really nice recipe and it'd be really good, but she'd make a different one. Oh, I can't really talk.
You now do the exact same thing.
How's that apple crumble going?
Yeah.
And don't forget the piece of resistance, which is the... Mama makes this crassata.
Crassata.
Mm.
Which is Italian, like an Italian ice cream Christmas cake.
Three layers.
Yes. You've adapted?
Adapted.
You've adapted that over the years too.
Yeah, I have.
Based on
Well, you
templates.
Didn't like... From?
Well,
what we're learning is everyone's very opinionated about the traditions.
They had glazed fruit in it to start
with. Or we could say, in this family, your opinion is important to us. Your feedback is important. We're big on customer service.
And not I wish to plead.
We didn't ask for a survey, but apparently we got a survey result. No, okay, so cassata, yes. So we'll get to the cassata. But the plum pudding,
I had to take over then when
you
Nana...
You had to, because traditionally Nana made it, it was just plum pudding and with custard. That was it.
Well, initially, like when I grew up, I used to for a long time put money in it.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't know where that came from, but
3 cents triplet neat bits.
You'd be eating the plum pudding and custard and
yeah. You can't do that these days. It's illegal to do.
No,
is it?
Mm.
Well,
you probably swallow
the germs, swallowing hazards, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's definitely why we don't do it.
You used to boil them, boil the coins first before you put them in.
And you did clean them up. I'd actually ever wondered that because I know how dirty coins are. I actually wondered whether you cleaned them.
Mm. Yeah, they'd been. But they used to cook them in there initially, I think.
Yes.
But that'd be, you know, like, and then
when as you did your slicing, you used to put a coin
like
into
shove it, your finger in and squeeze one in, so you know everyone got a 5 cent piece.
Yeah.
But traditionally, growing up, it was just plum pudding and custard. But then you adapted that
to a rum custard,
to normal custard, and with a rum cream.
Rum cream. Yeah, that's right.
Now you've changed that again now.
No, it's still rum cream.
Just the same.
I thought you had a rum custard or a brandy custard or... No, it's
you
still
can
the same.
Have those, but... I'd make the same.
So you're still just doing a standard custard with a rum cream.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mama used to
was
make
it brandy
the custard.
Cream? Was it brandy cream?
No,
it's rum cream. Okay.
Mm. Mama used to make the custard.
Yeah, I've gone to just buying the custard.
Because it just needed... There was ended up being a lot of things
that
she needed
nice.
To do.
It's nice. You know, the bought custard's nice, so...
Yeah, bought custard's nice.
Save yourself some hours.
But homemade custard's pretty nice.
Yeah, it is nice. Yeah. But keep in mind that one of my hobbies is reading recipe books.
Yes.
Like it always has been.
Yeah.
You know, like from when... Not before I was married, but after I was married, I was... And then we went down to parks where they were really good cooks. I just determined that I was going to be, you know, good cook. And I do like reading new recipe books, any sort of recipe books, like a magazine or, like, coming to the recipes. I'd go to bed and read a recipe book.
It's probably a good time to let everyone know that the smell of lasagna is...
I just got it too.
..wafting through the room here at the moment.
Do you want me to go and look at it?
No, I just want to eat it. It's
very one thing I used...
Because you're very famous for your lasagna. Lasagna.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to say concerning the expanding families and kids and grandchildren, we know it's not always possible to have everyone together because once people get married... They have rallies of their own that sort of do it. But sometime over Christmas, we always get together with all the family. So whether it's Christmas Eve, Boxing Day or Christmas Day, the family always comes, which is really, really great. So I just wanted to mention that sometimes they're not there all the time for Christmas, but they are there sometime during their Christmas
period. Nice people make an effort.
Yeah.
We really appreciate them.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Well, I mean, you've always made Christmas special too, so that it's actually a thing. Like it's not like you want to come because you actually make Christmas special. I mean, last year you just gone, you were really sick, but you still made the cassata and the plum pudding.
I can remember being like when, you know, our three children were still quite young and everything, and they are the most important, you know, like the really, they are the, you know, like, and as busy as we used to be, your family is the most important, you know, like you've got to make, that was the whole point of going out to Moxon Road was for the children, wasn't it? You know, like to make a wonderful life for them and that we could and make everything special.
Well, it saved our boy running down the hill every time he kicked the ball down the driveway.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we did talk about that last time. There's something we did talk about last time we got together, which is kind of cool. You know, when we were going to get together before Christmas, one of the things I had on my list here was to give a bit of a Christmas message to the family.
Mm.
So I know it's after Christmas now, but let's just put ourselves go back a month or so and maybe just without thinking too much, because you probably haven't planned this, but you know, if you were just to leave a message, not just for Christmas, but also just to the family, what would you like to say to them?
You know, they're all so different. We've got the 9 grandchildren, and I really appreciate that. You know, like, we had so much to do with the children in Brisbane when they were growing up, and we formed good relationships with all of them, and we definitely feel that now. You know, like, that you've all grown up, and you know, like, it's so important, that time that you spend with them. And now, you know, we've had the opportunity of spending time with these ones down here in their growing up. And to say we had a favourite wouldn't be, like, you just love them all differently. You know, like, you love them all and appreciate them all for their differences, for their strengths, and just to see them, you know, like, them all... You all develop, you've grown into, you know, like, leadership now, and then the boys, you know, like, your boys up there, and Joseph and Liv. It's great to see them growing up and finding their, you know, and they've got, the boys have got nice partners. I hate that word.
Partners.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Well, what's another word?
No, I guess that's what you call it.
I hate people saying,
yeah.
This is my part. Anyway.
So let's just say, and Dad, I want you to do the same too. If, let's just say they're listening to this right now. So.
That what?
Just, let's just say they're listening to this.
All right.
Okay, like, they're listening to this. Speak to them now, like, just speak to them. You've got something you'd like to say to them right now. Like, So forget the conversation here, but this is something that you could speak to them right now. Encouragement, something, just something.
Yeah, I just pray that you make the right decisions. You know, like, your choices are very important in your life. They can form a whole direction of your life. You know, like, focus on the important things that matter. And just put your trust and your walk in God. His plans for you are the best plans. If you follow His directions, you know, like in the Bible, they're the best plans of the whole lot.
Yeah, I think everyone knows how I feel, and the very fact is that you got to be yourself. You can't put things on. A lot of times you might do things that a lot of people don't agree with, but you've got to be yourself and carry on the way you feel that should be the way to carry on. Proud of all my family, that they're, when I say that, I mean everyone, right down to the youngest, that they are individuals and they'd always be something and someone if they put God first in everything that they do. And I just want to encourage them to, regardless, just press on regardless and be yourself before God.
Cool. Nice. Mm. Well, we've got some lasagna to eat. Mm. Is it almost ready?
I don't know. I haven't had a check.
It smells like it's burning.
Oh, I actually quite like it.
Good little crispy edges.
Yeah, we've got to get it crispy on the top, don't we?
Cool. Thank you.
Well, that's the end of this episode. Episode 8. And by the way, that is the end of the season. Yep, we have seasons. That is the end of season 1. 8 episodes. Why? I don't know. We were supposed to get this done before Christmas, but unfortunately we didn't. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoy hearing the sounds, the laughter, the wisdom, and the love behind the voices of Alan and Beth Kerridge, Mama and Papa, Mum and Dad. So that's it for now. We'll be back, hopefully not too long. We're still trying to align schedules. But we're going to leave you with just a live recording of my making a speech at Christmas 2022. I hope you enjoy it. Talk to you next time.
You should go up there and play it.
From one generation to another.
Yeah, it's just wonderful, you know, like to be together as a family. So many blessings, you know, like you can take for granted. Things can change very quickly in your family, the dynamic of it. And I was just thinking before too, you know, like setting these memories for the kids and that, you know, like there might be just you feel little things. I remember sometimes at home, you know, like things wouldn't turn out like we'd planned, and there'd be only just some of us at home, and we'd say, oh, we'll make the best of this, you know. And you make it very special for whoever's here, you know. And just,
Sorry, Mum. we're trying to do that without distracting you.
That's all attention. Oh, well, I'm just sort of...
I'm looking at you, Mum.
I'm listening, Mum.
It's just... Even, you know, like things you can take for granted in your family too, and sometimes we just need to sit down and reflect on what God's done for us and how our life would be different if He wasn't in it. You know, like if He wasn't always there guiding us. And it gives you, especially like even if you've grown up with it, you know, like and you've known God's presence and things, you know, like it's easy to take for granted because you get so used to it. But I mean, today is a great time to remember Him and His love for us. Is that all right, Pastor?
Don't call me Pastor.
No, I don't like calling it. I don't like when he says Pastor John. Sounds like. He's just trying to be
respectful.
I do it when I'm not talking to any of the church people.
No, he does. Do you want to thank the Lord?
Let's pray, everyone. Okay. Right. Father, in Jesus' name, we're truly thankful for this Christmas time. Lord, when the little babe, as we know, as Jesus was born. And Father, even 2,000 odd years onwards, we still lift up your name and thank you for your goodness and your love towards us. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we just praise you and thank you for this family. We pray, Lord, that each of them will go on and serve you no matter whatever field they feel. Mm-hmm. And Father, in Jesus' name, we pray that also, Lord, that the businesses that we do, whether it be in the church or whether it be Lord, whatever business we have, we just pray it may prosper and build up and grow in Jesus' name, because everything is committed to you.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, that right now we can just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
I'm glad all of you can just grow up and go and work in the field
that you need. See?
I want to
work
properly.
Papa
and Mama.
Oh.
I think somebody did.